good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and welcome to another hour of The Flip Side for a Thursday evening. I think it's Thursday. Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight. Glad to have you here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Interesting computer problems on and off all day today. It seems that my internet service provider is either having difficulties or conducting maintenance. I can stay up online for a few short minutes, and then I get knocked off. So unfortunately, I'm forced to do this program through a mechanism that is not of my choosing tonight. So glad to have you here anyway. Take a fast look at some market reports, and hopefully they're as up-to-date as I can get them, just for your awareness. Dow Jones Industrial, end of the day, up 23 points to end the session at 12,765 points. Boy, they're driving it up there. NASDAQ was up nearly 9 points to end just a couple of points shy of 2,500. S&P was up today a little less than 2 points, end of the day at 1,456. S&P just doesn't seem to change, no matter how much it does. As far as the metals are concerned, I had some figures written down in the after hours. Platinum sitting at 1,213, pretty darn good, powerful day for platinum. Silver, end of the day, came up a little above 14 at one point in time of the day, ended at 1,398. Gold, end of the session, or in the after hours, at $670.10. So those of you who, over the past few weeks, and in fact few months, have been making your gold acquisitions through Republic Trading Group, you got to be feeling pretty comfortable right now. This program tonight is going to allow me to go into a different direction. I have a guest that will be on with me for the hour. He's a good friend. He'll be joining us after the break, but I'm going to spend this several moments talking about him and kind of prepping you. I'm not sure the chat room is functioning. Looks like we do have a couple people in the chat room. So for those of you who'd like to come join us, let's give it a try at www.federalobserver.com. Click on the chat link. Do come join us. Because I'm sure some of you are going to have questions. Some of you have also asked for this guest to be brought back on. About 3 years ago, Bill O'Brien joined me in a what started out to be a commentary on the prison systems in America. Bill is employed within the prison systems, has been for a good number of years. I also introduced him to Frank Whalen. He's been a guest on with Frank on a number of occasions over the last 8-10 months. And given the fact that the whole commentary of prisons in America is actually now gone front page news, I decided to give Bill a call and invite him to come on with us tonight, because according to some polls that were recently conducted, and not polls in the way that you and I think of in terms of what's your opinion. It wasn't that kind of a situation at all, but we have a major problem in this country called overflowing prisons, now expected to cost the state $27.5 billion. And the anticipation is over the next 5 years, we can expect to see the prison population in America increase by at least 13%. When we come back from this break, Bill O'Brien will be joining us for the hour. Stay with us, won't you? I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends, to a special edition of The Flip Side for this Thursday evening. As I'm sure you were able to determine last night, as you know, Robbie and I were doing some traveling over the coast on some business, and one reason or another, I wound up returning yesterday after conducting some of that business, and but I pulled into town literally minutes before airtime, so Robbie took last night's show. I will be with you tonight and tomorrow night. One of the things we got in the hotel yesterday morning was USA Today. Now, this is not a publication that I pay an awful lot of attention to. It is pretty much the, although I must say that as far as, quote, newspapers go, it's got far less advertising than most others. The thing that struck me on this one, and that's why I called Bill yesterday, is a pretty good-sized column on page 4 of yesterday's USA Today. Study predicts rise in inmate populations. Repeat offenders and parole denials are part of the increase. Now, I mentioned about 3 years ago, I first had Bill. Bill started out years ago as a listener to my program, became a client. We've actually gone well beyond all that. Bill's a very close personal friend. We try to spend a week together once a year. And he happens to work within the prison system somewhere in this country, and his appearances are always quite interesting because they raise a lot of questions and they answer a lot. Bill, glad to have you here on The Flip Side.
Hello, Jeff. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. We're in good shape then.
That's right. This is not a cell phone commercial, folks. We can hear each other.
Oh, boy.
Bill, you and I talked some months ago, and you had some pretty dire predictions. Number one, let's back up a little bit.
Sure.
Before I even start going that way, for those audience members who maybe have not heard you or heard you and I together, you've spent how many years now working within the system?
Oh, it's going on 18 years. I'm a lifer.
No, don't say that because people might think that you're making license plates behind bars. That's not the issue. You are an actual employee.
Oh, I sure am.
You have a real job. But the thing that's been interesting is the conversations that you and I have had over the years talking about the fact that prison going on in our world in the next few years. Have I understood that correctly?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, as we've talked before and also on Frank's show, the prison system in the United States today is not what you see on A&E or the History Channel or Discovery. This is the veneer they want you to believe in, and they're doping you down and giving you the appearance that they are a benevolent societal protector who are a cutting edge, top of the line of, in their industry, and the truth could be further from that. This is an industry that is actually, if I may use the term, a petri dish. It is the beta test area for all kind of intrusive and invasive societal programs that eventually that become mainstream. Examples, 15 years ago, we started to do random DNA testing on sex offenders, and within a few years, we did DNA testing on every prisoner that came into the system. We started using ID tags and shackles of that nature for people who are out on parole way back in 1991, or actually in the late 80s, we started to use those things. CCD camera technology, everything that you take for granted now as you watch the morning rush hour, that stuff started in the prison system. Everything from modular food distribution and prepackaged food that they took a page out of NASA, we use now in the prison system. Modular health care, compartmentalized health care, particularly now that's being started in Taxachusetts and in California. And now in Pennsylvania, where you're going to be doing co-pays, and if you have health problems, such as if you smoke, eat fast food, or do anything else that's deleterious to your health, you're going to be paying premiums. We've been doing that in the prison system for a few years now and been refining it and have been adapting it. When seeing your medical benefits deteriorate, have you noticed that you've got to pay more for your prescriptions? We started in the prison system. We started.
Now that's something actually you shared with me a couple of years ago in one of our late night conversations. And once again, if you folks didn't hear it, Bill is a nurse within the prison system,
mm-hmm.
and administers various different aspirins, Band-Aids, and Lord knows what else to these characters behind bars. But that's what really surprised me the first time, when you tell me that when these guys come in at, you know, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night for whatever kind of medical services that they require, you actually are required to charge them something.
Oh, yes.
So there is a copay even within the system, the prison system.
Been there for 10 years now. As a matter of fact, this started out back in 1995 when we started with a copay system. Innocuously enough, there was only a couple of bucks, but now it's been up to $4. That's just your entry-level fee. For example, if you come up to see me at the night and you've got some complaint, whether it be real or bogus, and you're gaming for something, I charge you $4. Now, that doesn't mean $4 for everything. You just talk to me. Now, if you go to sick call, that's another $4. And if they order your medications, that's another $4. And I have to put you in the infirmary, that's another $4. That thing really
rich. Where do these guys get the money to pay for this stuff?
Oh, they're rich. I mean, they get 27 cents an hour.
No, well, but 27 cents an hour goes a lot further in prison than it does on the outside, doesn't it?
In some ways it does, except for phone calls or whatnot. They really take it to these people. And as a matter of fact, cable TV is a ripoff anymore. For years we complained about cable TV being a premium commodity at a bargain basement price for these guys. But the thing is, they changed now. Now a lot of the prison systems have taken over the cable TV business, so they're actually gouging these guys, and they're raking in the money. And oh, by the way, don't think for one minute that these guys are paying their fair share, and it's going back into the medical system, and we're getting better equipment, and we're getting better treatment. That money goes into the proverbial black hole of the Department of Corrections budget, and nobody ever tells us how much money is collected each year, and nobody ever puts a nickel back into the medical department.
Interesting.
That money goes into somebody's pocket, folks.
Well, I
say in general inmate accounting, but I never even see. They never show us those figures, ever.
Well, needless to say, it's not you that's getting the money.
Oh, well, that's a fact. No, it isn't. In a sober moment about all this, Jeff, this is merely another form of profit gouging. I'll tell you straight up, guys. For years, you always hear how the prison system costs. It costs. We need more money. We don't have enough prison beds. It's the same old mantra. And, of course, they really never justify what's really going on. They'll mention the mandatory sentencing, but they're not really giving you the full story about everything, including what they have planned downstream, which is what we're going to get into today. Because I'll tell you what, I've got some blockbuster pieces of information for Jeff that he doesn't know about. Any event.
That's fine. I always like to learn as we go along. Let me very quickly.
I'm going to give you something.
Let me very quickly before we go to the break. We've got a couple minutes. I want to share at least one paragraph out of this USA Today piece yesterday. It says the number of inmates in U.S. prisons likely will rise nearly 13% during the next 5 years, costing states up to $27.5 billion in new operating and construction expenses. That's according to a new analysis by the Pew, that's P-E-W, Charitable Trust. Now, you had shared some numbers with me some months ago that I think were a heck of a lot higher than 13%, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. This is just the entry level, folks. You see, this is all getting everyone tied into this economy, this new world order, mistake where everyone's going to be surveilled and watched. That's just the cats running around, let me tell you. You look at the numbers that they're throwing out. They don't justify what they're asking for as far as bed space as what they're going to be actually expending. Because a few months ago I talked to you, what they were asking these budget proposals, if you broke down the totals that they are asking for, they are spending close to $850,000 per cell. That's what it broke down. Remember, Jeff?
Yes.
Broke that down. $850,000 per cell, and no one in the media and no one in Congress at the state level ever questions these figures and say, why is it so expensive? Heck, you can get a condo a heck of a lot cheaper on prime real estate. The truth of the matter is there is a lot of fluff that's tied into this, a lot of profiteering, but more importantly, it's also hiding a lot of the hidden budget of this new high-tech surveillance economy that's going on. See, folks, it's the same scenario that existed back in the 80s when you started hearing the proverbial story of the $900 hammer and the $350 toilet seat. Folks, that was stuff that was going to the black budget ops and the technology that gave you stealth fighters, these new these exotic weapons that's killing both our soldiers and the enemy in these foreign wars that we have no business being in. This is where this money was for the developing and making people like Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown, and Root very, very rich.
Well, it seems to me you and I probably about 15 months ago, we did, a two-part series in our kind of ongoing work that we've done in this endeavor, and we specifically talked about how prisons themselves are big business, and we talked about how so many of the so-called Made in America products in this country are actually being made in prisons in America, and a lot of the uniforms and the Kevlar and the helmets and everything that our guys are and gals are wearing in Iraq are actually being made in prison. You can bet that it's being sold to the government for big bucks.
Yes,
and
it is.
The taxpayer, once again, is underfunding it. And these guys at 25 cents an hour?
That's just the tip of the iceberg. The 25 cents an hour doesn't include other costs. If you had a business, Jeff, you'd have infrastructure expenses in the whole nine yards. And this stuff is absorbed by the prison.
Oh, wow. Hey, we got to go to break. Bill, stick around, folks. Bill O'Brien's with us today. We're talking about the prison systems in America, how it's going to affect each and every one of us. Stay with us. We'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, my friends, to The Flip Side. Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight. Bill O'Brien is our guest. We're talking about the prison system in America, some of the projected growth. A couple of interesting things, some comments in the chat room. Our friend Cat World says, California announced today that it is moving a slew of prisoners out of state to avoid, quote, federal sanctions, end quote, for overcrowding. Cat says, I'm at a loss to know how a state can outsource its prison population.
Oh, they've been doing that for years.
I know. It's interesting because these things are never discussed. It's like somebody said earlier in the chat room, everybody tunes into this show called Prison Break, and they think that's all exciting and neat. And I've never seen it, so I don't know how realistic any of it is, but I guess I don't care. There's a forecast, Bill, that USA Today published yesterday from the Pew Charitable Trust. That talks about some of the projected growth in the prison populations within specific states. Montana, I found quite interesting. They're expecting a 41% increase in the prison population in Montana in the next few years, 35% in Arizona. Well, a lot of them are going to be illegals that are violating various laws.
To these places. You remember all these little stories, that these conspiracy rumors about concentration camps and prisons for people, for dissidents? And
yes, absolutely.
Well, hello.
Well, but it makes you wonder how much of this is even inclusive of that kind of a scenario. I think that, you know, you certainly have shared numbers of expected increase in population that are much greater than 13%. I think you're talking about the prison system as we in America think we know it versus this Halliburton-built dissident prison camps.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, this isn't me just talking off my head. If your listeners, most of them are pretty well read, know that last January, KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton, got an open-ended contract to build additional internment camps in this country, and the base price of that contract is $375 million, and it's going up. They can write the check. It's as the government sees a need for it, number one. So that's what's going to happen. Number two, we are, again, going towards this total controlled society, totally surveilled society that we're being detuned to as we watch TV every night watching all these salacious little video clips of people getting robbed, cars crashing, or news watching your rush hour traffic. This actually started way back in the 90s, and can I give you a little sidebar about what happened?
Please do, yes.
Because people think this just happened overnight. It didn't. This has been a well-planned, well-tuned, well-orchestrated plan that actually was decided in the 1966 Iron Mountain Conference. You'll have to go back and do your own research tonight, but it was. And during the time during the 90s, there was a prison break. And this was down in the Pittsburgh area. And the fella, I worked in a prison system where this fella had been before, and he was considered to be the mastermind of the prison break. What people don't realize, prior to that, the commissioner had decided to cut back the amount of guards on the prison walls prior to he taking over. This fellow who's now on a rubber chicken circuit, Martin Horn, he's also in charge of New York juvenile detentions, and he's getting all kind of airplay, too, on A&E, is that they reduced the amount of guards on the towers from 8 guards to 2 guards, and they reduced the amount of security personnel overseeing inmates working. Well, the gist of this was a lot of inmates on work details were able to accumulate a lot of tools that they were able to escape. Now, the mastermind, I happen to know, I've worked with a guy who was more than a big-time junkie, and he wouldn't want to go anywhere because he was getting enough adult candy from us and medical and also inside the prison system that he wasn't going anywhere. He was happy as a camper. A brilliant mind, but someone who had no interest in going anywhere. He was the inventor of pseudo-fentanyl that was killing a lot of people.
Really? Interesting. Well,
yeah. Well, here's the thing is, the fellow ended up, and this group of people ended up going down to Houston, Texas, of all places, and was apprehended there. And at the time, the person who was the governor of that state was by the name of George Bush Jr. And the governor in Pennsylvania who hired this commissioner that did all these things that facilitated this escape was none other than Tommy Ridge. Okay? Now,
I remember that guy.
Oh, yeah, Tommy the Rat Ridge, Commie Tommy. Yeah, the guy who finally became stud of, you know, Homeland Security.
Oh, yes.
You know, when he got elected, I told guys who were living down in Pennsylvania, says, doesn't he he look good in a swastika and an SS uniform. I couldn't believe how one of these days you just get lucky and hit a bullseye, and I did with that one. Well, in any event, that's what started a huge plethora of expenditures on upgrading Pennsylvania's prison system. I mean, they talked about extra concertina wire, extra surveillance equipment, DNA testing, outsourcing medical services. And I mean to tell you, the prison industry, the budget went from $560 million up to $2.2 billion a year.
There's some interesting numbers in this column that we share. It says by 2011, Florida's prison system is expected to become the third state system to surpass 100,000 inmates. Mm-hmm. There's something the average listener out there has to read through. State system to surpass 100,000 inmates. They'll be joining California and Texas. What most of the folks aren't going to pick up on who read that article, there's not just 100,000 people behind bars in the state of Florida.
Oh, no.
Those are state. We're not talking about federal and county and city, etc. Hey, we got to go for the break, Bill. When we come back, we got the long haul. Folks, stay with us. We'll see you with Bill O'Brien on the flip side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all, Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Well, welcome back, my friends. You're with us for the long haul here on the Flip Side. Bill O'Brien's our guest tonight. We're discussing prison system in America, I guess prison life, much of what is going to be facing so many people here in the near future. A couple of quick side issues, Bill, that have nothing to do with it, but a lot of people there, they've got to be aware of it by now, but several days ago, Bank of America has made it very well known that they're making credit cards available to illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They're not just they're not just picking on illegal aliens. I've got Glenn Beck on with the sound turned off, and I didn't like that guy when he first came on. But the more I watch him, the guy's at least attacking some issues. He says the main key to Bank America's whole marketing plan is that they're pushing the fact that, well, see, you don't seem to need a Social Security number to get this particular credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, isn't it?
You know, because I'll tell you what's interesting about it is the credit cards themselves are probably being printed by prisoners. Secondly, I'm being facetious, I know, but listen, nothing else surprises me.
I know a bunch of criminals are running the Fed.
Exactly. And secondly, it becomes quite interesting to me because people without a Social Security card are, and I'm not knocking them, don't misunderstand, but they really are gearing the illegal alien market for this card. But you know what? It's liable to bring some other folks out of the woodworks to get a card. So it makes you begin to wonder, is that a setup to catch people who are trying to run without them?
No.
Or are they just trying to get the big bucks out of the illegals? Who the heck knows?
What's happening is that you're getting more prison savvy.
Yeah.
See, it's amazing. You know, I've always thought of myself as being a pretty good clinician because I spent about 15 years in the system in medicine before I went into prisons, and I worked ICU, emergency room, operating room. You know, and I've worked a gamut of places, and I thought I was pretty good. But I'll tell you what, prison makes you real sharp. And if you keep your wits about you, you learn so much about yourself, including where your weak spots are. And if you watch the game that's played, and I'm talking about the interplay between staff as well as the prisoners, it's a microcosm society. You learn a lot what's going on
and you can see the big picture a lot clearly and a lot more quickly than if you didn't. And quite frankly, what you've just said shows me that you've been listening attentively, and you're starting to see the game. They're fishing out people who don't have Social Security cards and who are working under the table, and that what this is a backdoor tax. They're going to start taxing this. Because remember what's happening with American Express. They're now starting this mandatory savings program when you use their American Express card, as if they're doing you a favor. And this is just the beginning. And this ties in, too, with the prison system, what's going on. People probably out there don't know too much about Proposition 83. They probably don't know too much about the receiver plan. These are programs that have been passed in California. This stuff was on the newswire just a few weeks ago, and it ties in tightly with what we've been discussing about this USA Today article, which, by the way, 3 or 4 months ago, I was told in our system that get ready, within 2 years, business is going to get real good.
Well, and that was real the whole good. Point, Bill. That's what I actually was sharing with the audience before you came up at the beginning of the hour, is that it is quite amazing because that there's not a lot in this article that, you know, you can typically tend to look at a two-column article that covers three-quarters of the page, and you can pick two paragraphs out that's got everything. It pretty much says everything there is. What became interesting with this is that much of what is being discussed in this article from yesterday are things you were talking to me about 5 and 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost. One statement in here says that this report estimates that projected prison costs over the next 5 years are expected to be a staggering $27.5 billion. That is about half what the amount is that's currently spent on American prisons each year. And this is an increase they're talking about. Now, obviously, that means good old Halliburton and others are going to get to keep on building more prisons.
It's worse than what they say. Remember, this is just like anything else that the government tells you. For example, the Vietnam War, they told us we'd never need more than 10,000 soldiers in Vietnam. What did we end up with? About 650,000?
Yeah, right.
This is just the floor to get everyone used to the idea, folks. Now, let me just give you a real quick scenario what's going on, because I want to mention California just for a second, because this is a microcosm of what's going on. This is also the salient point that's going to be adopted in a lot of these places. You may, again, joking aside, you want to mention why Montana's prison population is going to go way up? Take a look at what's been in the news most recently. Predatory sex offenders, this custody battle with the late Anna Nicole Smith. Why? They're getting everybody used to the next crisis, and the crisis is sexual predators. And also mental health problems are also creeping up, and they're bringing that up. See, under the receiver's plan, it goes into detail where they have to have mandatory increases in medical and mental health beds. Mental health beds, folks. You remember all that Ritalin that your kids have been put on? Well, these are your future clients.
Well, you and I have talked about that, and in many of the audience we've discussed it in private and on the air, that the things like the Ritalin, the Prozac, these are mind-altering drugs for the purposes of mind control.
Mm-hmm. Well, California is going to be increasing their bed size by 10,000. Now, that sounds like a lot, and it is, but it's even more prodigious because you have to understand, most prisons only have a bed capacity in their infirmaries, mental health as well as medical, maybe 30. Sometimes a really huge prison, and I'm talking one that holds 4,000 inmates, will probably have a 50 or a 60 bed infirmary.
Right.
So
right.
You're increasing beds 10,000, folks. Just extrapolate that. Either that, or you're going to be talking major medical institutions with double wiring, concertina wire on them. That's not even the worst of it. The worst of it is this Jessica's Law that's been passed, this Proposition 83. Ostensibly, it's a great bill. What it is, it's designed to go after the people who are the sex abusers, the child pornographers, people of this nature, you know, the real bad guys, just like they were going up the real bad guys who were confiscating property from the drug dealers, and now they confiscate anybody's property who they think is a threat to the federal government. Well, that's what's going on. You wonder where all this expenses is going, because if you look at the numbers are disproportionate to the amount of facility infrastructure that they're building. Why? Because, well, here's your latest stock tip, folks. Here's where you want to spend your money. Because Remember all the surveillance technology we were talking about? It's going to ratchet up even more. We're talking not only increasing the amount of mandatory sentences to these people, and they're going to have a commission that's going to oversee this and to determine who's going to be sentenced. Oh, this is just obscene.
Just another government agency that will grow and grow and grow.
There will be a minimum of 15.
Now, look, I have to be honest, and I think you and I agree. I have absolutely no use for these sexual predators and these people that are preying on young kids and little girls and little boys.
Oh, who does?
And unfortunately, we certainly know that we've had a few of those that were duly elected officials serving in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
Those guys are still out walking around. Some guy who can, make late-night television because they filmed him trying to pick up what he thought was a 13-year-old girl is treated differently than some elected congressman who actually was trying to fondle the follicles of some 16-year-old page. Oh, they're treated differently.
Absolutely. Notice how it's a good point you mentioned. Notice how much of that's been on television recently. They're
sure.
Getting you conditioned, folks. Now, what I'm talking about, in a nutshell, this Proposition 83, it'll keep predators in prison for minimum sentences, folks, of 15 to 25 years to life. You're going to have to keep them at least a half mile away from schools and parks, and they'll require lifetime felony conviction records. It's going to expand the parole period. I mean, they're going to enlarge the time period. You're talking 5-10 years of parole, and it's also going to be including under this umbrella date rape drug charges, besides child pornography, as well as using children in sex crimes. Now, this sounds really great on the surface, okay? But you have to look at this thing from two points of view. Number one, the people involved in this stuff, particularly today with the internet, porn, and whatnot, are young people to young adults, which means these people, if they go into prison, they're going to be coming out in their 40s and 50s. Okay, they're going to be dysfunctional people who are going to be a blight on society. Where do you go with these people? What do you do with them? No one's talking about that. No one's addressing it. Another thing is that let's just say that your neighbor really ticked you off today, and you just can't stand the jerk. So what you do is you call up and say, I saw Joe Blow out there looking at little Nancy Two-Tones, or the four-year-old, with a sneaky eye, and I think we ought to have a look-see to see what's in his computer. And they go in there, and someone could either plant something or they could actually find something, and this guy's going off to the Who Scout. See, there's no provision there that will prevent people from false allegations. For example, if you wanted to file an unjust lawsuit against somebody for this, you want to get attention, revenge, jealousy. Bad. If you're fighting your spouse for a child custody battle, or if there's anybody involved with emotional illness, you can make all kinds of charges, and all of a sudden these people are going to be covered under this Proposition 83, and they're going to get whacked. Well, here's your stock tip, folks. Here's where your money is going to be made outside of gold and silver. I'm serious. GPS tracking shackles, you're going to monitoring, and everything else that goes along with it. I'm going to go down a quick list here of who's going to benefit from all this, okay? This is a great article I picked up the other day on this Proposition 83. The GPS tracking shackle monitor system, they're going to make a huge killing on this stuff. As a matter of fact, they figure it's going to be, just for in California, they're looking at somewhere making over 200, I can't believe this.
How's the GPS going to benefit? Is it going to be because of the special bracelets, or is it going to be because of
this, and they're going to be watching by GPS,
or is it going to be because of implanted chips, which is what James in the chat room is talking about? He says chips he expects will start with the sex offenders.
It's already been starting. You know, this is the thing they're not addressing, is they started chipping these people about 6 years ago in California.
Mm.
Oh yeah, that's been going on. So he's right on. He's dead on. The prison industry, special sex crime units, the corporate media sex crimes. They're going to love that. This is going to be on the media. It's going to be a huge event. All right, the prosecutorial DA office is going to make a whole bunch of money. I mean, it's just amazing who is going to make money. It's going to cost at least $10 a day just to maintain this system per inmate. I mean, this is going to be huge business. I mean, if you're going to buy stock, this is where you want to put your money, folks. At least I know I'm going to do that.
It's just another form of gold, folks.
Uh-huh. You know, it's kind of interesting, too. I just one side note, I got to say this. You know, they're showing this new funny dollar quarter, the Washington thing that just come out. You know, one that makes George Washington look like he's constipated, you know.
Right, right.
Well, I just thought I had to throw this out. You know, it's really amazing. The Federal Reserve, or the Mint, they put up this false flag law that says they can't print money or make money that costs more than the face value of the money, and they're trying to replace the dollar bill, folks. Well, when it gets down to, a dollar bill costs about 3 cents to manufacture. And what they're telling you in a roundabout way when they come out with this new dollar coin is that, number one, the dollar bill isn't worth 3 cents anymore. And the fact that this is the next step towards the mirror, because we're getting in line with places like Mexico and Canada. Canada has the loony and toony, and boy, we got a loony-looking George Washington on that dollar coin. Oh, it's disgusting. Anyway, that's where we're going with this stuff, Jeff. I mean, this is all been pre-planned. As you said, they were telling us about 4 or 5 months ago, says expect a huge increase in prison population in 2 years. Get ready. There's going to be work aplenty.
Let me back up for just a second, because it's interesting you brought up this business about the sex offenders, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reviewing another section of this column entitled Study Predicts Rise in Inmate Populations, it really pinpoints out Montana. It says in Montana, which, by the way, is projected to have the nation's largest percentage of increase, they're expecting a 41% increase in the prison population in the state of Montana in 5 years. Now, it says at least half of all new prison admissions today are for meth-related crimes. This is in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's no employment up there, so people just decide to make meth. I don't know. It goes on to say 1 in 4 prisoners in Montana's 2,812 inmate system is a sex offender, and 46% of inmates have a mental illness. It just goes on. It goes and talks about the size of their facility, and they're trying to raise the money to expand it, et cetera, which side, the mental illness side or the meth lab side? Hey, they're probably making meth behind prisons and swapping it for favors. It wouldn't surprise me.
We have had it. If you want drugs in prison, there's no problem getting them, Jeff. Number one, folks, that's why I'm talking about this programs on A&E and whatnot. It's all a ruse. They show you these wonderful high-tech measures of keeping drugs from coming in, cell phones from coming in. Sorry, folks. It's just not the way it is. Again, why are they mentioning Montana? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. What does Montana have that no one else has? Land. You want to build all these prisons. You want to put these people away. Look in major metropolitan areas, the premium price on real estate. And no one wants to buy a prison anymore. You know, you wonder why.
Montana has a lot of land, but Montana has something else. And it shares something in common with Idaho. What population they have is chiefly made up of some very freedom-loving, independent-thinking people,
yes,
for the most part.
Yes.
And that's something that they absolutely cannot allow.
And they're getting their toe underneath the tent.
That's
doing this, folks. And don't think that they're not going to be watching these people and harassing these people and edging these people out. This is all part of the plan. These people are patient, Jeff. They have a plan. They stick to it. And, you know, it's just they're ponderous. They just keep rolling on. And
the comment about being patient is interesting for this reason. And you know how many years I've been doing broadcasts and the things that I do. And the one question that continues to be brought up to me by maybe newer listeners or whatever is, gee, Jeff, when do you think the New World Order is going to get here? Well, folks, guess what? It's already here. It's been here. But the reason stating, and you hit the nail on the head, these people are patient. They want it all. They've attempted a number of different things to get it all very rapidly, and it's somewhat backfired. Don't kid yourself. And I know Robbie talked about Y2K on the air the other night. Y2K did not happen the way they wanted it to. They were forced to slow up because there was too much awareness. I am convinced they weren't using the alternative media to broadcast this situation. I am absolutely convinced that they were ready to pull the plug on this thing, but there was such a tremendous awareness factor, they were forced to slow it up a little bit.
Jeff,
you think that matters to them? Of course it doesn't, because they know eventually they're going to get their way.
I talk to people, I have friends who actually work in the Fed, and they even told us that there was some serious computer meltdowns because they were running 246 machines. 9/11 became the event that Y2K should have been. It brought in the Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Victory Act, and the National ID Act, and the legislation against the Codex Alimentarius, the whole draconian list of legislation that's come under this pawn, this little piece of trash that's been in the White House now for 6.5, 7 years. There's been more destruction done to the Constitution under his administration than even Clinton's 8 years and the previous other, the 16 years of hell that we had with FDR.
Sure.
I think a lot of the patriots who listen to your show do realize what the poison FDR really was.
Well, the only good thing is we actually only had that guy for about 12 years. He croaked. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Folks, stick around for the final closing thoughts. We'll be right back with you on the flip side of this commercial break with our guest, Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't need nothing if you couldn't make it with your...
Welcome back, my friends, to the final moments of the flip side. Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight, as I will be tomorrow night. Hopefully we'll have our computer-related programs and Skype ironed out by tomorrow night. I think our ISP has been giving us problems on and off all day. Our guest for the hour has been Bill O'Brien. Bill, you got probably about 2 minutes left. What do you got for some closing comments for this night? We'll schedule a repeat here pretty quick.
Oh, sure. Well, first off, I want to say the prison population, besides growing, is changing big time. There was a time in our prison system when the majority of people in prison were blacks. Now they're illegal immigrants. As a matter of fact, it's been
not
at least...
illegal aliens. They're not immigrants. They're not legal.
Okay. And it's been 6 months since we've had somebody who uses our cook that can speak English. They're getting younger, and they're in for longer sentences, and the whole situation that you're reading about is just to get you prepared for the next step in a multi-phase program of the total surveillance system that they have intended for our society. This is all part of our plan. And the encroaching prison system is also a way of covering the fact that we are going to have high unemployment. Those who won't go to the draft, or those who decide to stay in prison, are going to be doing max sentences. You can see this coming down the wire in the next few years when they enact the draft legislation. They are going to give them a choice either serve in military if they went out early, or they're going to be doing max sentences. It's another
interesting you bring that up. There was a report that was given out today that over the last year and a half, both the Army and the Marines have lowered their standards. Mm-hmm. And they are actually accepting more and more people, that young people into the military that have criminal records.
Yes,
and there are factions that are questioning the intelligence of that. But that's a mixed bag, because some of those with criminal records are circumstantial. What's a criminal record? Because they got picked up for having some marijuana.
Right.
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe it's not. In my estimation, for some of these people, maybe a second chance. Of course, it also could be a chance to... stand up for Mr. Bush's army and die for it. So.
Well, the one salient point I want to leave with everyone is something that you just mentioned and we've been talking about. Don't accept what they're telling you in the media at face value, and don't just swallow it without doing some research, because you have to ask yourself, what are they trying to tell me, and what are they leading me away from when they discuss what they're telling us?
I think most of us are aware of that, because we've been bombarded for a week and a half about Anna Nicole Smith, and I mean, this is almost worse than the O.J. circus was.
It's sick.
It's sick,
but
terrible.
They're using it.
Sure they are.
It's a tool.
It's got to keep everybody's minds off of what's really important. People need to be looking to Washington, which is my final comment for the night. You want to talk about people who should be incarcerated and put away for theft, graft, murder, and drug use, drug misabuse, et cetera. We've got to look at an awful lot of elected officials probably need to be a part of that system as well.
I want to argue there.
Behind prison bars. Bill, thanks. I know you've got to run off to work. Thanks for taking the time to come with me tonight, as always. I may give you a holler late at the office tonight.
Sounds good.
And, take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we've got a few seconds before music kicks off, and I appreciate Bill coming on. Bill, as I mentioned early on, very good friend, certainly comes to us with a lot of knowledge about the entire prison system, what goes on, what's coming toward us in America today. Time for me to get on and out of here. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.